This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker, the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz. What the heck is this? The CDC is tracking 200 possible cases of monkeypox in the U.S. Someone from Texas caught it on a trip to Nigeria and may have infected dozens of people on the flight home. They're now monitoring folks in 27 states for signs of the disease. It's related to smallpox and causes severe fever and bumps all over the body. The CDC says it's a good thing people were wearing masks on that flight. Now we got to be concerned about monkeypox. Have you had your fair share of wedding registries and diaper cakes? With the rotation of bridal and baby showers, now comes business showers. It's a chance for entrepreneurs to celebrate their startup with support from friends and family. As one put it, building a business is just as expensive as having a baby. There is even a website for it. Startup Stork will help you plan your business shower. Small town in Spain is so desperate for new blood, they're offering families free houses and jobs to move there. The gigs include working at the town hall and managing a local restaurant. They're even cool with remote workers. Part of the deal is that you've got to have kids, but they'll also give you a $60 monthly credit for each one. The town has dwindled down to just 132 residents, and they say they don't want to become a ghost town. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Part two of the Daily Buzz. Dubai has figured out how to make it rain. Literally. Scientists in the desert city used drones to shock clouds with electrical charges, making water droplets bunch together and fall as rain. Their first attempt worked, causing a massive downpour. They're hoping it'll help cool off the city in the summer when the temperature usually gets up to 120. Now they've just got to teach people how to drive in the rain. NASA's Mars rover has started looking for signs of life on Mars. Perseverance is now hunting for evidence of ancient microbes on the red planet. The robot will dig through dirt and X-ray rocks looking for any trace of past life. If you're worried an aging parent or yourself is starting to lose it, new research says give them puzzles or card games. Researchers in Chicago tracked 2,000 people over 80 and found the ones who kept their mind busy with card games, puzzles, even reading books, delayed the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's by up to 5 years. On display at an aquarium in Japan, an octopus with 36 arms. The extra limbs branch out of the 8 main tentacles. Creature looks like an underwater tree of sorts. Scientists are not sure of the gender. Someone fishing off the coast of Nagasaki caught the octopus and knew it was special. And now that we're not stuck at home anymore, who needs Netflix? The streaming company says it's lost more than 400,000 subscribers in the U.S. and Canada in just the spring. They blame COVID for the loss. But don't cry for them. They still made more than $7 billion between April and June. Wow. Knucklehead news out of Canada, where people don't typically need to be told to stay away from a big fire. But police outside of Toronto had to keep telling local residents to stay away from a late-night fire at a cannabis processing plant. Firefighters fought the blaze overnight while police worked to reroute traffic and keep people away from the smoky blaze. Of course, social media had a lot of fun with the news of a cannabis facility on fire. Some wondered if the firefighters would all be heading to Taco Bell after putting out the blaze. Another Twitter user said, "I was downwind from the fire, then the pizza happened. A lot." The cause of the fire is under investigation. It sounds like a plot for a new Cheech and Chong movie. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something buzzable, get it to me, Paul, at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. If you missed an episode this week, catch up this weekend on the podcast on this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today it's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.